Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
The town of Fairburn Point is nestled near the Kirkman Channel. On the other side of the Kirkman Channel is a place known only to the locals as the Lonely Tower. A imposing presence on the horizon, something that people would best just forget. You're standing in, it looks like some sort of atrium or entranceway. Mm-hmm. It sort of extends upwards. There's columns running all along it. As the corridor extends upwards, there is a set of double doors. They're made out of some black stone. Mm-hmm. With diamond handles.
Is it worth having a rest?
Captain Balbarum gestures to Mr. Bellany, mm-hmm, and Tipper, and she says, "Explore to the end of the corridor. Let us know if there's anything in the nooks and crannies." Then she gestures to Jim the One and to you, Fish, mm-hmm, and she says, "Explore the side corridor over that way." You step through. You are now standing in a small side corridor. This corridor is mercifully in only three dimensions. It extends maybe about 50 feet in front of you, ends with a doorway. You can see there are further alcoves here. These alcoves have plinths and statues this time. There's four of them in total. The statues are you can only see the closest two. The closest two are of this creature.
Oh, no.
Ah. Imagine, you're looking at an octopus descending on top of you from above.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it looks like front on. So instead of a beak, it's got big eye.
Yeah, and the big eye is milky in a way that it kind of looks like a blister.
And the top tentacles have eyes on the end of them.
Yeah, which
same milky eyes.
Yeah, blistery too. And it appears to be made of like a kind of... sort of like a pink, rubbery, but also kind of it has the texture of trees a bit.
Yeah, it's got
wood, I mean.
No suction cups like an octopus.
Yeah.
But same shape.
And I would imagine it floats. It seems like it's floating in this picture. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Little Drop is making his way down, kind of like with a little,
like a little
skip in his step. Yeah, I don't know how to describe this.
It's a jaunty little march.
Yeah, like a jaunty little march, like how a cat might walk.
Yeah, yeah.
If a cat's proud.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see it almost kicks up its little feet at the end of the movement.
Yeah, yeah. Like how the aristocrats walk.
yeah, exactly.
He's marching down to the other end of the corridor.
Old money rat.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, he's just marching down towards the other end of the corridor. What would you like to do?
I follow the rat. The rat seems to know more than me. If the rat feels safe, and he's a rat.
Yeah. The rat seems to have a handle on what's going on.
Yeah, I'm trusting the rat. I would be holding the rat's hand if I could.
As you pass those first two statues, something happens behind you. You turn around and you can see Jim the One has a hand on one of the statues. He takes the hand off, looks back at you. Whatever happened, you missed it.
What happened?
Nothing happened, lass. Keep moving.
Oh. Is he holding my hand again?
No. As soon as you step through, he let go of your hand.
Rude.
I'm sorry. That was not assumed.
Okay. That's rude. That's fine. Oh. Really?
Are you talking to him or me?
Yeah. No, him.
Him? He very unconvincingly says, really, really, now keep moving.
Okay, but I think something happened. I extend my hand again. He doesn't have to take it.
I know he doesn't have to take it, but he doesn't know that you're reaching out just to hold his hand.
Yeah.
He might think that there's some extra dimension that you might encounter in a minute. He might be like, oh, so we don't get lost again. He looks at your hand and shakes his head. I'd rather get lost.
What a dog.
Oh. All right. I do one of those long whistles. My character can whistle. I can't. What's one of those? Woo.
Kind of like a... Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, like a...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Your funeral.
Yeah, I give one of those, like, but, you know, with a whistle.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
Sure, I can't emphasize enough my character can whistle and they can do it really well. They can actually whistle better than both of you, so it's still role-playing when you guys do it.
Anyway, you give a long, low whistle.
Yeah. A really cool one that works.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. As you keep making your way down the end of the corridor, you get to the next little alcove with another set of statues. So imagine those first ones, but there is a person instead of the bottom tentacles, yeah, the ones without an eye. It's a man's torso onwards.
Oh, no.
So I'm sorry. I should say not legs, but the body bust and kind of head. Yep. Yeah. So
neck or no neck?
Neck included. Okay. No. I mean, so where the creature's midpoint is, where that eye is, imagine an upside down person.
Yeah.
Torso, arms, neck, and head.
Oh. Yeah. As though those were the legs, kind of.
Yeah, as if, yeah, the person is upside down, imagine.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Does it look like they've eaten a person legs first?
No, there's no mouth. It's a clean seam. It looks like one creature.
Oh.
That's exactly the noise.
Do you stop to investigate, or do you just want to keep moving?
Hang on, did you say it was a statue or?
It's a statue.
Yeah, I'll look at the statue.
If you stop to inspect the statue, no, you don't.
Okay.
You take one closer look, and you're like, "That's an extra dimension."
Oh, okay.
You realize it's actually two. For a brief moment, you're like, "It's two creatures. It looks like one."
Oh,
it looks like one in this dimension, but if you can see the extra one, it's or maybe extra ones. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, you know what? You really fucking nailed this role, so I'm really sorry. But you're like, oh, that's a lot of extra dimensions. You see width, depth, height, a fourth thing, and then a fifth thing. They're standing next to each other, and your mind does not want to remember that.
I say nothing. I keep moving. Jim the One can cop it.
Yeah, he can have a look. He might be fine. We don't know.
I just sort of look at it, like, raise my eyebrows, keep going. Would you vomit?
You might do.
You managed to keep it down. I mean, you could choose to spew.
God, I wish I could vomit on command.
If you choose to spew in this moment, I'll give you a good boy card.
Do it. Who cares?
Yeah, I vomit.
Get a good boy card. What'd you get?
Not dead yet. If damage would reduce you to 0 HP, it falls to 1 HP instead. I feel like that's going to come in handy.
Well, while you're distracted spewing, you you finish spewing, you look up, and Jim the One once again removes their hand from the statue. You realize you missed it again.
God damn. Worth of the good boy card.
As I'm like, what was that?
Jim the One looks at you and says, you're going crazy, lass. Keep moving.
How so?
This place is affecting your mind, he says.
Am I being gaslit?
Well, you only rolled a 5, so
yes. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. Am I going crazy? Do I think I'm going crazy?
Well, to be fair, while you have no idea what he did, you have a very good right to be suspicious of this person.
Good.
You just have no idea.
So
you just don't. Yeah, you just don't know. It could have been a benign thing. You could have just missed them, like, saying something or doing something very innocuous. But whatever it is, you'd missed it. Mm. I could literally, Adam could be trying to lead you astray right now for all your character knows.
Why would
funny thing to say.
Well, I suppose I'm seeing other dimensions now.
Yeah.
Well, how's the rat faring?
Well, the little drop has made it to the door and is sitting patiently in front of it.
You first.
You talking to little drop?
No, to Jim.
Oh, to Jim. Jim, actually. Yeah, Jim seems really excited, actually. He nods and steps past you. Yep. His hands have left the scabbard and the handle. He makes his way immediately to the door.
It's almost worse.
Did you see all those extra... I don't even know how to talk about it.
He opens the door. He's kind of not even paying attention. When he opens the door, it opens into the infinity of space. He steps into the room.
What's the rat doing?
Little Drop looks at it, then looks at you, and as much as a rat can, it looks like Little Drop is like, I don't know, what do you think?
Little Drop, maybe shoot a message back to Belbarum, just to...
Little Drop takes his front paws, puts them on his head, and it looks like he's thinking...
Too cute.
It looks like he's thinking real hard. Meanwhile...
Yeah.
You light a fire, mm-hmm. and the Matrix Revolutions and Captain Belbarum sit next to each other in front of it. What do you do?
I'd sit down at the fire as well.
Tell me honest, Sir Helpful, with this sentience of yours. Was it your idea or the lass's idea to play the act that you played?
In Fairburn Point, Sir Helpful killed on sight if... citizens know is alive. Captain, was joint idea, I guess.
Captain Belbarum nods. When you're saying specifically that you'll be killed mm-hmm. on sight, you see that Captain Belbarum kind of reaches to their chest and touches something where, like, maybe a medallion might be, like, right above their breast.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand the meaning. Yes.
So Helpful must pretend to be Hammer.
She nods. She seems to understand that.
The people of Fairburn Point, they're an unpleasant lot.
Is bad town.
How long have you been, she says, I guess.
So Helpful
been...
wash up on beach about 4 weeks ago.
What do you remember of yourself? Anything from before then?
Hammers. Dwarves and the sea.
Dwarves. As loathsome as I am to insult a type of magics, the magics the dwarves wield is unnatural even beyond what I know.
So Helpful just like shrugs like, okay, sure. I don't know. I'm four weeks old. So.
What do you know of what's within your chest? I've seen an iron golem in my time, but I've not seen an iron golem such as yourself.
Inside, I've never had a good look, but lots of clockwork and beating heart.
She nods slowly. I know of no magic that gives an iron golem a heart, but I'm glad to hear you have one.
Well, it's good and bad. With no heart, can't get stabbed in the heart. With heart, got heart to wreck, you know?
Sure, she says. She kind of seems to not maybe fully understand what you mean, but
fair enough.
She's just kind of maybe humoring you a little bit.
Look after fish, mostly. Stop fish getting in trouble. Punch fish at dock. Make chum.
Sure.
Just making casual conversation.
It's, anyway.
Oh, I, like, dunk my head. Like, oh, I just remember. Dunk. So Helpful forget.
Do I have any remnants of the golden cord on my body?
Fucking highs or lows, I guess.
Highs?
you maybe have, like, a little patch of scales on one of your shoulders.
I, like, tear it off and slop it down in the firelight.
So Helpful eaten by big fish.
Aye. So it's wounded out there, is it?
Maybe like I reach out a huge metal hand and put it on her shoulder. So Helpful have bad news.
So Helpful swallowed by big fish. Then something, I kind of like gesture around to the tower like this happen in sea. big fish become small fish around Sir Helpful. Sir Helpful explode out fish. All that's left.
So it's... She pauses for a moment. She has a very inscrutable look. So it's dead, is it?
Sir Helpful thinks so.
Maybe we can... She leans forward. You can see, actually now, you can see she looks... There was one initial emotion. That initial emotion has passed.
Yeah.
She now looks distressed, quite distressed, uh-oh, actually. Perhaps we can find its body, she says. You can see she's kind of low-key having a panic attack.
Yeah. Maybe. Still on bottom of sea. More like this. I hold up a bit of fish skin and, like, waggle it. Even this could sell.
Tell me, Sir Helpful, do you know of the Knights of Carcery?
Only 4 weeks old.
There is, not too far from this place, a place known as Carcery, a blasted thumb of rock in the ocean. It's a prison of sorts. Perhaps the most impenetrable prison on this green earth. It is said that nothing has ever escaped from Carcery, not once thrown within its depths. There's an order of knights, not as old as the island itself. The island, the prison there, existed perhaps before time itself. There has always been a need for prisons so long as evil men exist. And evil men exist both within guarding its walls, but also to be thrown within its jails. In any case, the knights, the order there, they sometimes send out hunters to find magicians, either who are evil or who at least are seen as evil, and they are thrown within its blackened depths. I am a wanted woman. To put my cards on the table, needed this money, for I have heard that two knights of Carcery are soon to visit Fairburn Point. I know not why they come here, though I have my suspicions. Tell me, you said you've only been here for a week or so.
4 weeks.
She nods slowly. I've heard the Knights of Carcery sometimes use magics to hunt magics.
Could be. So helpful, not really, no.
She nods again.
Jim the One and Tipper, I don't know them well, but I know they aren't Knights of Carcery.
Suspicious, though. Kept knocking on inside of boat.
You and fish, however, are less known elements to me. Jim the One and Tipper are perhaps suspicious, but I would not say I am not suspicious of the two of you either.
Oh, so helpful, harmless. Put up my pants. Like it's finally clicked what she's meaning. And fish couldn't fight way out of paper bag. Fish got robbed before finding me. We not mean any trouble.
Oh, I know why you said you're coming.
Oh.
The conversation is interrupted when she cocks her head off to the side and says, "Your friend needs our help. Come on. The Matrix Revolutions. I think this area should be safe enough. Certainly Mr. Bellany and Tipper will be back soon enough. We need to go investigate your good friend."
Okay. I'll stand up being like, I gotta tell Fish now that everybody wants to kill us. God damn it. We just wanted to make some money for, I forget why.
Because I got robbed and you don't have any money.
Yeah. That is true. Okay. Right,
we were in the bar and you're like, how pay for? I'm like,
good question.
Rich, first of all, how dare you?
Fish, you're only waiting maybe a minute before the door behind you, and you realize now that there was a door there. It was just slightly ajar. You, when you look back, you see the door, you see it's slightly ajar, and then you're like, how did I walk through that without bumping into it? And then the captain and Sir Helpful, the captain opens the door and both of them come through. When the captain closes the door, it disappears as it closes into a dimension you cannot perceive. Mm. You walked through it because it's in a dimension you don't live in.
Huh.
Everything okay, fish?
Hang on.
You approach Fish, and you see Fish is standing in front of a doorway. Mm-hmm. The doorway opens into the infinity of space.
Mm. Can I just, like, open it up, poke my head in?
You can, yes. You poke your head in?
Just having a look around.
You need to put your other hand immediately. You need to brace it on the doorway and force yourself back in. Whoa. As you are nearly dragged out because of the vacuum of infinite space.
That's space, all right.
You know what space is?
So helpful guesses. Nearly
you know
got.
Now.
Well, both of you would. No, both of you are aware that you're looking into a room. Well, you're not looking into a room. Sorry, you're looking into. You look in through, and you're like, "Oh, that's what's up above."
Okay,
you know that. You know that much.
And what can I find? Check the rat. What's the rat's vibes right now?
Little Drop seems like they're unsure, but they don't seem, well, it's rat. Little Drop looks like just kind of unsure. There's some other emotions going on there, but you ain't a rat expert. The captain picks up Little Drop and puts him on her shoulder. She takes out from one of the pockets again, she takes out that ruby mm-hmm. and begins rolling it around in her hand. It once again starts crackling with electricity.
Bad news, Fish, I say. But maybe I say it in a big mock stage whisper because I can't change the volume of my voice. Bad news, Fish. Captain thinks where. I look at the captain, look back at you. Knights of Carteri.
Oh.
Oh, you would just know this. Yeah.
Again, I'm like... Oh my God, really? Little old me, a knight? I look a bit proud. Really?
Yes.
Are you being genuine right now?
Yeah, like.
What a funny thing to say to you.
Are you being genuine right now?
Are you being genuine right now?
Are you really saying this? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can't help but look a bit chuffed. Like,
sure.
Like, it is
a bit of a compliment, you know?
Yeah, the expression I'm giving is like, no, but I'm like, oh, why do you think that?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you think that? Why would you think?
Where is Jim the One?
He went into space and he keeps touching stuff.
Did he just? She says, looking through the doorway. Okay, then.
He looked real excited. He kept touching stuff and then telling me he didn't touch stuff.
Jim the One loves this place.
If we pass through this doorway, we're not coming back.
That is where space is.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim the One is quite possibly dead.
Oh, so sad.
I lean in and shut the door.
You close the door on the infinity of space, and both of you can see Captain Belbarum looks a little suspicious. Jim the One is dead.
Why did he do that?
She looks at the rat, and you can see she whispers something to the rat. Do either of you try to listen?
Yes.
What languages do both of you know?
Dwarven and common, I'm pretty sure.
Dwarvish, commish, gnomish, halflish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, it's none of those languages. She speaks...
She's speaking rat.
It's just the pure language of rat.
She doesn't speak rat, but she speaks a language you don't understand. The rat leans in and, well, you do need to attempt to eavesdrop. All right, so helpful, you hear this, but fish, you do not. The rat, yeah, like, quick, 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 is just saying that into her ear. She nods as if she understands. And then...
Back me up.
She looks at you, fish, and she says, I believe that you had no hand in his suicide.
Why he jumped in space?
I don't know, but it's best that we have a conversation with Tipper at this point. I'm still unsure if you're Knights of Carcery, but Tipper and Jim definitely have some suspicion to them.
I'm scared he'll come back.
From space?
He kept touching stuff and...
What'd he touch?
He touched the statues, did he?
He did. I try and look back and point at the statues and feel a bit sick.
She says, she just kind of makes like a very disquieting
noise. Can I go look at the statues?
Sure. The first ones, or the nearest ones to you, which are the half and half ones. Mm-hmm. Or they at first seem to be half and half.
Jim also spewed near them.
Fish is right. There is spew on the floor.
I look at the rat like, shut the fuck up.
Now's not a great... Why would you lie over this?
Gotta save face. Don't want to embarrass yourself in front of Captain Bellamy?
No, I'll look at... I'll say, Jim spewed near them, then look at the rat, realize, hang on, I shouldn't do this, and be like, I spewed. I vomited. I spewed.
Unfortunately, Sir Helpful, you rolled pretty well. And so for the first time, you... very acutely perceive the extra dimensions.
Oh,
you
no.
You take a step back. You feel really disorientated. You rolled really well. You look around and you realize you're not in a corridor. I wouldn't actually call it a T intersection either, because that's not the direction it's going. But there is another, shall we say, corridor that intersects the one you are in currently, and it goes in, like I said, it's not forwards, backwards, side to side, up, down, or even a diagonal.
Yeah.
It's an extra thing.
Something new.
Yeah. There's a corridor that goes in a completely different direction, and you perceive not only the statues, but that corridor for a brief moment, and then you're standing back in your three-dimensional world, kind of maybe a little bit... All right. Okay, so you get... I get a bad boy card.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You can't puke. But you do the closest thing.
My, like... mouth plate or whatever opens up, and you just like, maybe a bunch of smoke comes out.
Sure, yeah.
Why he touched that? Looking bad. Touching, so helpful has to assume way worse.
Scary to think of. I spewed. So I'm sorry I said Jim spewed.
Sorry.
This is such a children's TV show scene that's happening right now. I mean, with the exception of spewing, obviously. Obviously, you wouldn't see that on Arthur. You know?
That's true.
Lying on the internet? Why would someone...
Hey, the double one!
you fess up to being the one who spewed.
Yeah.
Captain Belbarum nods. Captain Belbarum shakes her head and says, that's not important now.
We go back to fire?
We should get back to the fireplace. Speak to Tipper. Find out what's going on. And... yes, I am also similarly concerned that Jim the One is perhaps not dead. It is unlikely, she says. You can see she's considering something. But I wouldn't call it impossible either.
I'm scared of him now.
You head back to the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And the Matrix Revolutions is huddled in front of the fire. Both of you look down the corridor. You see most of the corridor, and then it peels off, obviously peeling upwards. And then you see the end of the corridor, which, once again, you're like,
yeah, that's no good.
But you cannot see, right now you can't see Mr. Bellany or Tipper.
Okay.
The captain looks at the Matrix Revolutions and says, have Tipper and Mr. Bellany returned? He shakes his head. No, I haven't seen them. Haven't seen them.
Perhaps Tipper kill Mr. Bellany.
The captain looks at you and says, let's go investigate.
Mm.
The Matrix Revolutions, you wait here. Oh, that is a new noise from you, Cass.
What laugh was that? Yeah. That was the worst laugh I've ever heard.
It's the best laugh. It's that was great. I love that
better.
Laugh. That was a good laugh because I knew it was genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. That's what I loved about it.
You keep getting me with Matrix Revolutions. I keep forgetting because I get so sucked into trying to perceive a fourth dimension and keep up as to where everyone is because there are all these doors. And then you're like, anyway, back to the Matrix Revolutions.
Can I scoop up fish just to put on my back while we travel?
Thank you.
Sure. All right.
I promise I won't spew back here. I'm sorry. I can't promise that.
You walk the length of the atrium, and as more and more of the corridor begins to reveal itself, you can see Mr. Bellany lying prone on the floor. Bellany! She runs over to him and crouches down. Rolls him over, as I assume you're also approaching. You can see Mr. Bellany has a big welt on his head, and a little bit of blood is trickling out of it. He looks just like he's been knocked unconscious. He doesn't look dead.
Mm. Can I make a medicine check to double check what's happened?
The captain stands up and begins searching around for Tipper while you check on... Well, when she sees that you're looking after Mr. Bellany, she goes and starts looking for Tipper. You manage to rouse Bellany. Mm-hmm. He slowly...
What happened to Bellany?
I'm Bellany.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What happened? I understand what you mean now.
Tipper hit you on head?
Tipper... something hit me. Something grabbed me from behind, slammed me into... He gestures to the wall. You can see there's a little mark where clearly he'd been knocked into it.
Tipper tipped you.
Can I look around the room to see if the assailant is still around?
You look around and are unable to see where Tipper could have gone or if there's anyone still here.
Okay.
What are you doing, Fish? Would you like to also look around?
Yeah, I'll slide off your back.
Goodbye.
The three of you have I guess just Fish and the captain have a look around because you're tending to Bellany.
Maybe I pick up Bellany and put him on my back.
Okay, sure. After a couple of moments of searching, you see one of the two side doors, not the double doors, one of the two side doors, the one on the left, it's slightly ajar.
Okay.
It wasn't like this before. Definitely wasn't like this before. The captain gestures towards it and says, either Tipper or Tipper and an assailant made their way through here, it would seem. How's the Matrix Revolutions going? You look back to the... And now it's bending... It bends in the same direction, actually.
Bad. Like it's a ring that we're walking around?
Yeah. Well, horrible. It's not a ring. It looks more like... You don't even know. You look back and it bends in the same way that it did before, but it's not a ring.
Okay.
And you can see the fireplace, but you can't see the fireplace. Mm-hmm. You see the fire that you made, but you can't see the Matrix Revolutions.
Matrix Revolutions gone.
Where the devil is he gone? All right. The captain looks around. Mr. Bellany, can you walk? He tries to get off you.
Mm-hmm.
So helpful. Do you let him?
Yeah, of course.
He kind of staggers a little bit to his feet. Mr. Bellany, are you armed? He pats himself down and shakes his head. The captain, from over her shoulder, she takes out a pouch, and from the pouch she produces a dagger, which she hands to Mr. Bellany.
Maybe I have two hand axes. Maybe they're like magneted onto me. Dunk! I take them off and hand them to him as well.
Okay, he accepts the hand axes as well. All right, Mr. Bellany, you head with... She looks at the two of you. You head with Fish. So helpful, you're with me.
Jealous she likes you more, but that's fine.
I cannot perceive jealousy.
Oh, does that mean I get the rat?
Yeah, she gives you the rat.
Fuck yeah! Eat shit.
I am jealous of the rat.
Looking at you, Fish, Captain Belbarum says, search for the Matrix Revolutions. Check at the fire first.
Got you again.
Okay, I'm going to look at the matrix. Okay, I'm good.
Sir Helpful, we're searching down this corridor, wherever it may lead.
I'll open the door and step inside.
You open the side door, and you look into imagine a room that's currently melting.
Okay. All right, I will.
And then imagine two of those rooms, one on top of the other one. Like, I don't mean physically on top.
No, you mean like...
Imagine like in a video game, like, you've 3D. Accidentally spawned two items, one inside the other.
Can I see Tipper in here at all?
You glance around the room as much as you can, as it hurts the eyes to look
room
at.
Room is melting.
It looks like, actually, now that you've taken a good look around it, you can see one room is melting into the other one.
Okay.
It actually kind of reminds you maybe a little bit more like an hourglass where the sand goes from one into the other. Mm. But they're kind of, like I said, they're still kind of like clipped into each other.
Yeah.
It looks like some sort of bar, like a tavern almost.
Oh, okay.
There's a counter with a bunch of stools or what do you call them? The guys?
Bar stools?
Yeah. Sort of bar stools in front of it. There's a bunch of tables. There's a big fireplace over one section, but it's empty. It's completely dead. It's got almost an eerie quiet to it. Mm. You can see behind the bar, there is a set of old saloon doors, which lead into what is probably a kitchen.
Yep.
But it is 100 feet away, but it's too far for you to see. Then you...
Normal stuff.
Yeah, sweet. Tight.
You can see there's a couple of windows in this room. The windows lead to outside, or you can see the outside of the Lonely Tower from these windows. But the windows are... They're on either side, which is not where the side of the tower is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the tower didn't have windows from the outside.
No, also that. Yeah, of course. How could I forget?
Yeah.
Also, the tower, did not have windows from the outside. You can hear an old-timey piano, like the automatic one. Bing, ding, ding, bong, 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 whatever. It's obviously making it.
What was that? Sorry, I missed
bing,
that.
Ding, 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 bong, bong, bong.
Okay. Oh, like old-timey piano.
Oh, like from a saloon. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it sounded like...
Can we hear it again?
Bing, ding, ding, bong, bong, bong. With this one line, I have lost all credibility.
Do you reckon we can get it to play some Bach?
Anyway.
Sorry. Elf Bach?
it's just called Gnome.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, you can hear, you can't see where the piano, it is called a piano, right? I'm not saying that wrong.
So.
Yeah,
sure.
You're not saying that wrong?
Yeah, I'm not saying it wrong. The irony. Anyway, you can hear, you can't see it, but it does, it has that kind of stiff sound of an automatic player rather than an actual player. Mm-hmm. From hearing it, you assume there is possibly more to this room than meets the eye, shall we say.
Okay. I turn back to Captain Bellamy.
She shrugs. Your guess is as good as mine, but let's... you lead the way, I suppose.
So Helpful, go in.
I'll be right behind you, she says.
I open the door and step a big meaty metal foot inside.
As soon as you step inside, the room kind of moves and shifts around you, and you realize you're seeing new parts of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, when you've got one of those, what do you call them?
Like magic eyes?
Yeah, magic eyes, where you've got a picture and then how you look at it affects what you're seeing. Imagine that, but for a full room.
Okay, cool.
So you step in, and then when you step in, the piano stops. And you hear, you don't see, but you hear from where the bar is, what'll it be, stranger?
So Helpful doesn't drink. Looking for Tipper.
The gentleman that just came through?
Yes.
The captain steps in after you and says, I'll have a rum, thanks.
Okay. So Helpful, maybe like about to suggest, like, is that wise? He's like, well, whatever, it's her business.
She walks over to the bar, and as she walks over to the bar, she ripples. You interchangeably see, then lose her, then see her again.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't drink from this realm.
Yeah, nor
this
I.
This seems very fairy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
As she gets closer to the bar, the person that you can't see, do you follow her?
Yeah. As long as I don't drink, I think I should be okay. All right. Follow her. I can't drink, so what am I worried about?
As you get further in, you hear a growling noise, and then the voice from the bar. Actually, no, you would spot him at one point. It's an elf standing behind the bar. Mm-hmm. They're polishing a glass of something. Oh, well, not of anything. Sorry, it's clean.
Yeah.
They're polishing cleaning a glass. Mm-hmm. You can see that they're wearing a leather, what do you call it? Apron. Jerkin? A leather apron.
Okay, yeah.
And then they've got some sort of white shirt underneath. They look, compared to their surroundings, they look rather tame, to be honest. You see them as you're approaching. The elf looks past you and says, "Did you bring some friends with you?"
No. I look around myself.
You turn back the way you came. The door no longer leads to the room that you came from.
Damn.
Instead.
That's a shame.
Instead,
yeah.
When you turn around, you see this creature again.
Uh-oh.
And it's, sorry.
The creature being the tentacle with the blister eye.
Milky eyes.
Yeah. The milky eye, the statue. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you see the creature that you saw in statue form earlier, except the bottom half. You know how, the second one. Yeah, you did see this, sorry.
Yeah.
The second one is sometimes a man.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually the creature standing next to a man.
Uh-huh.
So the second half is grinning from ear to ear, Jim the One. You realize for a brief moment that it's two people. It's the creature and Jim the One. But right now,
they're sort of sharing the same space.
Yeah, they're sharing the same space as far as you're aware. We're going to go to initiative.
Okay. I was going to attack them anyway, so that's good. All right. Time to fight a tentacle man in the fourth dimension. Fish answer helpful in the fourth dimension.
I hope the fourth dimension includes getting caught in a net.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Bang. I win.
He always goes rock, but I always lose.
Can we have a go for fun?
Yeah, of course.
Paper, scissors, rock. Oh.
I won that time.
That's crazy, but I went wrong.
Yeah. Somebody's always going to lose the game of paper, scissors, rock.
Really? Prove it.
Okay. Maybe we'll win. We'll
paper,
both win
scissors,
this one.
Rock.
I got you. I won again.
You didn't stop rocking.
Well, I got confused. Let's try again.
Paper, scissors, rock. How do you keep winning?
I don't know. I'm
again,
just good.
Paper, scissors, rock.
You won that time.
That was wild.
We have fun here on The Ideas for Nerds.
Jim the One's mouth doesn't move, but you mentally hear.
Uh-huh.
Mentally hear. You hear in your own brain.
Yeah.
His voice, he with kind of almost like a sneer in his voice, he says, "It's time for you to join." And then his mouth, which I should say is upside down, his mouth opens up, becomes too wide, and then his head, the top part of his head, kind of 360s.
Kind of like those old Power Rangers figurines you used to be able to get where you could swap the heads.
Yeah.
Cool.
His head kind of spins around, but out of the mouth hole, a ray, a beam of magical energy blasts towards you.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
You are hit and need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Lucky I'm wise as hell.
Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah.
You pass, okay. Thankfully.
Looking away! Oh, no.
And then it fires a second one at you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you need to make another wisdom saving throw. You pass again.
Okay.
Then it fires one at Captain Belbarum.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Captain Belbarum needs to make a strength saving throw. They are very bad. All right, yeah. Captain Belbarum is picked up by the ray and thrown up against the back wall. They hit the back wall, and then you hear it.
Oh, no. This fight's going to be a freaking nightmare. Okay.
Being in the room is a nightmare.
Yeah, it's already bad.
Captain Belbarum doesn't take any damage, but they're being held up against the back wall.
Okay.
They are restrained and incapacitated. Then it's your turn.
Okay, I would like to bring down both of my meaty fists on the head of Jim the One.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use this good boy card, Thunder and Lightning. Until the start of my next turn, change the type of damage ideal to either Thunder or Lightning. Let's go Lightning.
Okay, cool.
Let's electrocute this squid.
Meaty fists?
My metal fists. My needle fists.
All right, that's a critical fail.
Oh, fuck.
And then just a regular miss.
Oh, god damn it. This is because I'm so tired, isn't it?
Befuddled. You cannot take reactions until the start of your next turn. Hashtag awkward. You, as you sprint towards...
Good stuff.
As you sprint towards, you the world... You weren't running when you first entered this room. And now running, it makes you really like, oh, no. You get up to the creature and Jim the One, and then you just vomit. Steam again. It's Captain Belbarum's turn. They unfortunately are restrained their entire turn.
Did that use my good boy card? Just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Oh, and they changed the damage? Cool. No, just checking.
Yeah, unfortunately you spent it. Yeah, still. Good. Captain Belbarum manages to free themselves. They kind of force their they drop down and then through sheer physical and mental will begin forcing their way back towards the fight, but that is their turn. The creature goes again. The joint creature, whatever it is, it's hard to say. It fires one at you. Actually, it's probably going to focus on you right now.
Fair enough.
You need to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, I'm good at charisma.
All right, you fail.
I'm really bad at it.
What are you good at?
I'm good at being strong and being dexterous.
You get hit with a some sort of strange reality warping ray. Mm-hmm. Now, whenever you swing, you're still in combat with this creature, very gingerly trying to swing your arms at it. But every time you swing one of your arms, it ripples and passes through many different dimensions. You miss because your arm is briefly in a dimension. You, in a different dimension, you will have disadvantage on all of your attack rolls for 1 minute.
Oh my God.
Then it fires another one at you.
Good
All right,
stuff.
You're blasted with the same one that restrained Captain Belbarum, but you managed to make your strength saving throw.
Okay.
It fires another one at you, and you didn't make an intelligence saving throw.
Uh-oh.
All right, you pass. This one, your mind just erupted into screams.
Uh-huh.
You, if you had ears, would be bleeding from them, but thankfully you take no damage. And then...
And then, Adam.
And it has two heads. A creature of your choice gains an extra attack to use as part of its attack action.
Okay. Cool beans.
The top part of the creature, the more monstrous part, makes a bite and then a tentacle attack on you.
Okay.
The bite attack hits. The tentacle attack will miss.
Okay.
You take 10 points of damage. You're on one hit point.
Uh-oh.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop,
okay.
Beep, boop. And then it is your turn, so helpful.
I'm going to keep wailing.
You start swinging again, I guess. That's a miss and a hit.
Okay, hey, I'll take a hit.
You deal 7 points of damage to the joint creature.
Okay, is there somewhere I can push it in the complicated reality around me that I think will damage it?
Oh,
I have the crusher ability, which lets me push them 5 foot to an unoccupied space.
I'll make that an intelligence check.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you reckon you know a side dimension that you could shunt them into.
I'll shunt them.
You push them not up, not down, not left to right, not forward to back, not diagonal. Mm-hmm. You push them some other way. And then they're gone. And combat's over.
Okay.
They are trapped currently in that dimension. They're a problem for later now.
Okay, I have a question just about D&D mechanics. It's something I've forgotten. On a short rest... how much do I heal, or can I heal anything?
You can roll up to 5d10. Every d10 you roll gets a +2 to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would like to punch myself in the head until I am unconscious, and then I would like to use not dead yet. Hold on. Not dead yet, which lets me, if I am unconscious and need to roll death saving throws, I gain the benefits of a short rest.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Maybe I just go up to the bar, grab the back of my head, and slam it into it.
Captain Belbarum gets enough to say, "What are you?"
And I need to reboot.
And then
I resist the urge to say, "I told him to say that."
And I'll take all of
them. That is such a fucking wild thing to do.
I'll take all of my hit dice, please.
All right,
I gotta heal up back up to full.
Sure.
Can't waste time having an actual rest, so this works just as well.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The Further Adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.